So let's go now to the next step.
Vamos al próximo paso.
Step 37.
Paso número 37.
That is surrender.
Que es rendirse.
We needed to surrender ourselves.
Tenemos que rendirnos a nosotros mismos.
We need to put up the white flag.
Tenemos que levantar la bandera blanca.
And surrender ourselves to Yahweh.
Y rendirnos a Yahweh.
Because many of us, what's happening, Yahweh wants, but there is a conflict.
Porque lo que pasa con muchos de nosotros es que Yahweh quiere, pero hay un conflicto.
We are not surrendering ourselves to Him.
No nos estamos rindiendo a Él.
And what caused that?
¿Y qué es lo que causa eso?
What caused us not to surrender ourselves to Yahweh?
¿Qué es lo que causa que nosotros no queramos rendirnos a Yahweh?
Pride.
Well, let us,
lack of faith.
You know, let us see an example of the marriage.
Veamos un ejemplo en el matrimonio.
Okay, you meet somebody that you like.
¿Usted conoce a alguien que le gusta?
But you don't want to marry.
Pero no se quiere casar.
Why you don't want to marry?
¿Por qué no se quiere casar?
Porque no quiere ser esclavo.
Compromise. Something about them that doesn't match up with you or something.
You know, you like that person. Some of these couples you see them for 5 years together, but they don't want to get married.
Commitment.
Exactly. All about commitment.
Se trata del compromiso.
Because they know once they surrender themselves to Yahweh, now they have to be committed to Yahweh.
Porque saben que una vez que se rinden a Yahweh, tienen que estar comprometidos a Yahweh.
And many people, they don't want that.
Y mucha gente no quiere eso.
They don't want any commitment.
No quieren nada de compromiso.
Because they want to be free.
Porque quieren ser libres.
They want to do what they like to do.
Quieren hacer lo que les gusta hacer.
They don't want nobody to be telling them what to do.
No quieren que nadie les diga qué es lo que tienen que hacer.
They don't want nobody to be, you know, give opinion to them.
No quieren que nadie les dé su opinión.
That's what I'm going to do, and that's it.
Es lo que voy a hacer, y eso es todo.
And then when you have the Torah and the word of Yahweh telling you what to do, that's kind of, you know, confronting you.
Y cuando uno tiene la Torah y que le está diciendo en la Torah qué es lo que tiene que hacer, eso lo está confrontando a uno.
It's not easy because I met a lady last Sunday.
No es fácil porque yo conocí a una señora el domingo pasado.
And she is selling in the flea market, and she's selling beautiful covers for her head. And
está vendiendo velos.
I step over there and she says, "Can I help you?" And I say, "No, I'm just looking."
Y yo pasé ahí y ella me dijo, "¿Puedo ayudarte?" Y yo le dije, "No, solo estoy viendo."
And she says, "You want a child?" And I say, "I like them, but I don't use that as a child. I use as a cover for my head because I go to the synagogue." And she says, "What is a synagogue?" And I start telling her. And then I told, "It's a place where we go and read the Torah." "And what's Torah?" And she keeps me asking. And she says, "I want to go over there. But I need to invite her, but I don't think she wants to close her business to come on Shabbat over here. That is going to be the hard part for her, you know. Because everybody wants..."
She might.
Well, maybe Yahweh is
saying. Yeah, who knows, no? We have to invite, and if she comes or not, then it's up to Yahweh.
But in line with what you're saying, there's an old expression that says, "Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?"
Hay un dicho que dice, "¿Por qué comprar la vaca cuando puedes conseguir la leche gratis?"
So, and then Yahweh wants us to surrender ourselves to Him.
Entonces Yahweh quiere que nosotros nos rindamos a Él.
And there are some people, you know, of this constant conflict.
Y hay personas que están en conflicto constante.
They decide to surrender half of them.
Que deciden rendir la mitad de sí mismos.
Okay, Yahweh, I'll give you a little bit.
Okay, Yahweh, yo te doy un poquito.
Sometimes the left.
Just half.
Solo la mitad.
But they don't understand that Yahweh doesn't want half of you.
Pero ellos no entienden que Yahweh no quiere solamente la mitad de uno.
You know how much Yahweh wants of you?
¿Saben cuánto es que Yahweh quiere de usted?
It's 100%.
Él quiere el 100%. Mm-hmm.
This is a real important step.
Este es un paso muy importante.
Because when you surrender, the doubt goes.
Porque cuando uno se rinde,
the
se
dishonesty
va,
goes.
La duda,
the selfishness.
La deshonestidad.
A lot of bad qualities go when you're able to surrender.
Muchas de esas cualidades se van cuando uno se rinde.
As being an older person.
Y siendo una persona mayor.
The older that you get, the more that you trust and you rely and you lean on Him.
Por más que uno va confiando en Él, se pone más fácil.
I mean, it is hard.
Es difícil.
But where I am in my life right now,
pero donde yo estoy en mi existencia, en este
it's
momento,
hard to hear somebody say it's hard.
Es difícil
because
oír a alguien decir
His
que es
word
difícil.
Says, my yoke is easy
porque
and
su
my burden
dice
is
que
light.
Mi yugo es fácil.
And once you get to the place to where, you know, I'm not there all the time, absolutely not. I have problems too. But I've learned that the older that I get, in retrospect, the more childlike I become when it comes to things of Him. You know, those cares and those worries that you have, it even says in the Word, unless you become as a little child.
And
a lot of that has to do with just being able to take a hold of His hand and trust Him. So surrendering is very, very important.
Así que el rendirse es muy, muy importante.
Even like Moshe, like Yahweh didn't use him when he was 40.
Aún Moshe no lo usó cuando tenía 40 años. Todavía estaba el joven.
He waited till he was 80.
Él se esperó hasta que él tuviera 80 años.
In fact, there is no age for Yahweh.
No, there
is. Es más, no hay edad para Yahweh.
He doesn't see how old you are. He
no
sees
que viejo está uno.
You see how much you want.
Ve lo mucho que usted quiere.
I believe that the ground becomes more fertile.
Yo creo que
when you mature,
se convierte más fértil cuando uno madura.
I don't know.
Well, it's like meat or cheese. So when it's aged, it becomes
it's kind of hard sometimes to hear somebody say because you know it's been when it becomes your way of life.
Porque cuando se convierte en forma de vivir.
And we are gonna encounter people. I mean, regardless of what you believe, whether it's this or anything, somebody else is always gonna be opposed to whatever you know it is. You're never gonna have people that are just going to be in total agreement.
Nunca
with,
va
know,
haber,
and so life itself is hard, but
un acuerdo total.
I've noticed when we set a precedence, you know, if you choose what you're going to do, then people that want to have something to do with you will either honor that or they won't be around you anymore. You know, mm-hmm. He takes care of all of it. I mean, He sifts through the wheat. He does a lot of it. Our choice is so easy because all we have to do is believe and trust Him. He's the one that fights for us. It's not, you know, the battle isn't ours, it's His.
La batalla no es nuestra, es de él.
And we already won. We already know that we won.
Ya sabemos que ganamos.
Let's go to Yohanan, chapter 12.
Vamos a Yohanan, Juan, capítulo 12.
John, chapter 12, verse
33. Y decía esto, dando a entender de qué muerte iba a morir.
I think it's not that one.
Juan 3:33.
12:33, no? 12:33. Well, it's not that one that I wanted. Let me see here. Yes. Let us begin this. In fact, it's 23 instead of 33.
12:23?
Yes.
12:23. Yeshua les respondió diciendo, ha llegado el tiempo para que el Ben Adam sea engrandecido. De cierto les digo, que si el grano de trigo no cae en la eretz y muere, queda solo. Pero si muere, lleva mucho fruto. El que aprecia su jaim la perderá, y el que aborrece su jaim en este mundo, para jaim perpetua la guardará.
Okay. And Yeshua answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Ben Adam should be esteemed. Truly, truly, I say to you, except a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He that love his hayim shall lose it, and he that hate his hayim in the olam hazeh shall keep it to hayim eternal. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, a surrender is just like that.
Así que un rendimiento es igual a ese.
Yahweh, he wants us to die for this world.
Yahweh quiere que muramos a este mundo.
And to live for him.
Y vivir para él.
It's just like when you get married, what dies in your life?
Es igual que cuando uno se casa, ¿qué es lo que muere en su vida?
The single life.
La vida de soltero.
You know, the single life, going out with your buddies, that's it.
La vida de soltero, de ir afuera con sus amiguitos.
Now you're married, now your style of life is completely different.
Y está casado, su estilo de jaim es completamente diferente.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Like when you surrender your life to Yahweh.
Igual que cuando uno rinde su vida a Yahweh.
Your life will be different as well.
Su vida será igual, diferente.
Don't expect to be living the same.
No espera estar viviendo igual.
That's why you have to be ready for what? A commitment.
Es por eso que debe usted estar listo para un compromiso.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And it's all about surrendering.
Y se trata todo del rendirse.
Va a haber otras chavas, pero ya no va a haber. O chavos.
No. Let's go to Matityahu.
Vamos a Matityahu.
Matthew chapter 19.
Capítulo 19.
Begin on verse 16.
Comenzando del versículo 16. Entonces vino uno y le dijo, Maestro Tob, ¿qué Tob haré para tener la Jaim perpetua? Él le dijo, ¿por qué me llamas Tob? Ninguno hay Tob sino uno, Elohim. Mas si quieres entrar en la Jaim, guarda los mandamientos.
And see, one came to him and said to him, Tob, Master, what Tob things shall I do that I may have eternal Jaim in the Olam Haba? And he said to him, why do you call me Tob? There is none Tov but one, that is Yahweh. But if you will enter into Haim, keep the Torah commandments. He said to him, verse 18, which ones? Yeshua said, you shall do not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your Abba and your Imma. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What do I lack yet?" Yeshua said to him, "If you be perfect, go and sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in Hashamayim, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful and angry, for he had great possessions.
Le dijo, ¿cuáles?
Yahshua dijo, no matarás, no adulterarás, no hurtarás, no dirás falso testimonio. Estima a tu aba y a tu ima, y apreciarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. El mozo le dijo, todo esto lo he guardado desde mi mocedad. ¿Qué más me falta? Yahshua le dijo, si quieres ser perfecto, anda, vende lo que tienes y dalo a los pobres y tendrás tesoro en el Shamayim. Y ven y sígueme. Oyendo el mozo esta palabra, se fue triste porque tenía muchas posesiones.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So through this passage, I can see that it's not enough for you to keep Yahweh's commandments.
Así que a través de este pasaje puedo ver que no es suficiente solo guardar el mandamiento de Yahweh.
You are here on Shabbat.
Usted está aquí en Shabbat.
Is that enough?
¿Es eso suficiente?
No.
No. You're reading the Torah. Is that enough?
¿Está usted leyendo la Torah? ¿Es eso suficiente?
No. Oh, you keep the feast of Yahweh. Is that enough?
No.
¿O usted guarda las fiestas de Yahweh? ¿Y es eso suficiente?
As it was not enough for this young rich man.
Así como no era suficiente para este mozo rico.
What else Yeshua wanted him to do?
¿Qué más quería Yeshua que él hiciera?
Yeshua wanted him to surrender.
Yeshua quería que él se rindiera.
Give up of everything.
Que se rindiera todo.
Come.
Que
and follow me.
Y sígueme. Ven y sígueme.
Now when comes to surrender, hey, wait a minute. I'm not ready for that.
Y cuando llega el rendirse, espérame tantito, no estoy listo para eso.
I can keep Shabbat, that's okay.
¿Puedo guardar el Shabbat? Eso está todo.
I can read the Torah.
¿Puedo leer la Torah?
But you surrender?
Pero el rendirme...
No.
Uh-uh.
I want still to have my free time.
Todavía quiero tener mi tiempo libre.
To go out with my buddies.
De ir afuera con mis amiguitos.
To have the drinks that I want to have.
De tener las bebidas que yo quiero tomar.
To have my girlfriends.
De tener mis novias.
No las veía.
Like each of us has like a different surrender.
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos un rendimiento diferente.
Like in this case, it was his riches. But that doesn't mean that for all of us, that's what matters or that's what counts. Because some people don't care about money, and then so that wouldn't be that surrender. Each one of us has something in our life that, you know, it's hard to give, or I know that Rod doesn't like that word, but I mean it's like something that you are fighting, you are having that conflict with, that I don't want to give this, I don't want to, you know, maybe it's easy for you to keep Shabbat. Some of us may be easy to keep Shabbat.
Para muchos es una cosa diferente, posiblemente no sea el dinero, pero posiblemente para otros es algo diferente, que es igual de difícil.
All of us has something that, that that's what you are talking about individually, you know?
Así que cada uno de nosotros tenemos algo individualmente de lo que está hablando.
And when we surrender ourselves to Yahweh,
y cuando nos rendimos a Yahweh,
it means Yahweh is everything to us.
Significa que Yahweh es todo para nosotros.
It's not your money.
No es su dinero.
It's not your family.
No es su familia.
But it's Yahweh.
Sino que es Yahweh.
That is when you surrender your life to Him.
Ese es cuando uno rinde su caima a Él.
The first that you look at, it will be Yahweh.
Lo primero que uno vea es Yahweh.
It will not be the money, it will not be the family, it will be Yahweh.
No será el dinero, no será la familia, será Yahweh.
And as I said, not many people want to give up, you know, all that.
Y como dije, mucha gente no quiere rendir todo eso.
Si se está humillando, se está rindiendo.
If you're humiliating yourself, if you're surrendering yourself.
Será ver tu orgullo, rendirse.
Yeah, it's different, eh?
Por eso es lo contrario. Del orgullo a rendirse, pero será humillarse también.
Well, it can be a step of surrendering, but not a total surrender.
Puede ser un paso del rendimiento, pero no de un rendimiento total.
You know, you repent from what you did, so you are coming close, but it's not yet there.
Así que se está acercando, pero no es ahí todo ahí, no es el total.
Just so we know, if you want to know if you surrender your life to Yahweh.
Si usted quiere saber si usted ha rendido su haim a Yahweh.
Just make that question. Can you lose everything and still be happy?
Solamente hagas esa pregunta. ¿Puedo yo perderlo todo y ser feliz?
Then you know if your life is really surrendered to Yahweh.
Entonces usted sabrá si su haim está realmente rendida a Yahweh.
Because once your life is in the hands of Yahweh, you are able to lose everything and still be happy.
Porque una vez que usted se rinde su vida a Yahweh, puede usted perderlo todo y sigue feliz.
Because you know that the base of your life now, it's Yahweh. It's not, you know, your house, it's not your family, it's not the car that you drive, it's Yahweh right there.
Porque usted sabe que la base de su existencia no es el carro que tiene, no es la casa en donde vive, sino que es Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
In this particular chapter or passage, he knew that he was lacking. He confesses that he believes everything all the way from his youth. But he's the one that went to the master and said,
What must
I do? You know, what is it that I'm lacking? So He couldn't surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yahweh knowing, or Yeshua knowing, that he had such a hold on his riches, you know, he hit the nerve when he said, well, you know, go ahead and sell everything you have and give to the poor. Oh, you know, I've done everything, but I can't do that, you know. So he couldn't surrender. He couldn't completely surrender.
No, and the scripture even says that he was angry. Eh? He got angry.
He was sad.
And that is every one of us. We all have areas.
Yes, where we're going to get angry right there.
Que nos hacen enojar.
But now I want to show you in Luke chapter 19.
Quiero en este momento enseñarles Lucas capítulo 19.
Begin on verse 1.
Comenzando desde el versículo 1.
And Yeshua entered and passed through Jericho. And see, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he thought to see Yeshua, who he was, and could not do to the pressing crowds, because he was a little in height. And he ran ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Yeshua came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must abide at your gate. And he hurried and came down and received him with Shinha.
Okay.
Habiendo entrado Yahshua en Jericó, iba pasando por la ciudad, y sucedió que un varón llamado Zaqueo, que era jefe de los publicanos y rico, procuraba ver quién era Yahshua, pero no podía a causa de la multitud, pues era pequeño de estatura. Y corriendo delante, subió a un árbol sicómoro para verle, porque había de pasar por ahí. Cuando Yahshua llegó a aquel lugar, mirando hacia arriba, le vio y le dijo: Zaqueo, date prisa, desciende, porque hoy es necesario que yo pose en tu casa.
You know, I like to compare these two passages a lot.
Me gusta a mí mucho comparar estos dos pasajes.
Both of them, they were what?
Rich.
Rich.
Los dos eran ricos.
The difference of both of them is that the young man, he was a believer.
La diferencia era que el joven, el mozo, era un creyente.
While Zaqueo, he was an unbeliever.
Mientras que Zaqueo era un incrédulo.
He was a tax collector, robber.
Era un publicano, un ratero.
A thief. He used to collect the tax, and on that time, everybody knew that they were a thief.
Él colectaba los impuestos y todo el mundo sabía que era un ratero.
The young man, he knew Yahshua.
El mozo conocía a Yahshua.
Because he said, Tov, Master.
Porque le dijo, Maestro Tov.
Zaqueo, he didn't know Yahshua.
Zaqueo no conocía a Yahshua.
That's why he climbed a tree to see who was Yeshua.
Es por eso que él subió a un árbol para ver quién era Yeshua.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Verse 7. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zakai stood and said to Yeshua, "See, Master, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I store all things to him fourfold." And Yeshua said to him, "This day is salvation come to this bait, because he also is a Benai Abraham."
Al ver esto, todos murmuraban diciendo que había entrado a posar con un hombre pecador. Entonces Zaqueo, puesto en pie, dijo al soberano: "He aquí, María, la mitad de mis bienes doy a los pobres, y si en algo he defraudado a alguno, se lo devuelvo cuadruplicado." Yahshua le dijo: "Hoy ha venido el rescate a esta casa, por cuanto él igual es hijo de Abraham."
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Did Yeshua ask him for anything?
¿Le pidió algo Yeshua a él?
He offered.
He was the first one to say, "I will give half of what I have to the poor."
Él fue el primero en decir, "Yo daré la mitad a los pobres."
"And those that I have robbed, poor guy, he have robbed many people. I will give four times more."
Aquellos que he robado les daré cuatro veces más.
In other words, he was going to give the other half.
En otras palabras, que iba a dar la otra mitad.
Now the difference between them two is the one inherited the riches, and he was young, so he did not create the riches that he had. He inherited. He didn't know how to work. He didn't know how to become a rich man. He just took what he was given to him, and he was living off of it. Versus this man was an older guy that he grew up making business and knew how to do the business.
But you can see also that it was much easier for the young man to surrender everything.
Yeah.
Since he didn't work for it.
Well,
while this man, he worked hard for it.
Yes, yes.
How I can give up now if everything that I have worked hard?
The way I think, it would be harder to give up something that you didn't work for, because you just happen to keep on enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be harder to give up something.
You think so?
I think it's hard,
you know,
in a way.
Buy a gift to your children,
yeah,
and see,
I
let them buy that gift to see which one they are going to take care of. You know, mostly.
Yeah.
You know, when they buy with their own money, they feel how hard it is, so they take care of it. But when you just give to them, you know, the but, value.
But also what he's saying that in the human way, in our own flesh way, when things are given to us, we also have other spiritual attachments to that, like greed and selfishness, because you get it for free, and you get lazy, and you, you know, that's how I see what you're saying.
I understand that.
How to build your
I understand
your wealth.
Now, yes.
How to build your wealth, that's what I mean, not about material things.
Okay, yes.
About the wealth that he was given to him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know how to get it back again. While the other guy,
he knew. He could get half of it, he could start all over again.
Okay, now I got it, yeah.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a scripture that says, wealth without work is useless. People that are given, they usually only want more, and like you're saying, there is an attachment probably. This kid was probably kept all his life. He didn't have to do anything but take. And so he was very comfortable. And then when he was asked to give, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
Because he never had to.
He never had to.
Just give me.
But not. Let us not focus on them. Let us focus on us. Okay. Now Yeshua is not talking to the young rich man or to old Zacchaeus. He's talking to us right now.
En este momento Yeshua no está hablando con el mozo ni con Zacchaeus. Está hablando con nosotros.
But another thing too, in terms of like now that you just mentioned the young and the old, and Joshua brought that up too, it also brings like the maturity, because you know, as being young, you're not mature. Like you were talking about our teenagers, you know, they are not mature, they don't understand. But being older, that brings maturity. So that also, like that man Zakai, he also had that understanding. He probably, even though he didn't know Yeshua, but somehow by being an older man, he had that understanding.
And felt more responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah. And he surrendered all.
Y él lo rindió todo.
He surrendered all.
Se que él lo rindió todo.
And Yeshua, knowing their hearts,
Yeshua conociendo sus corazones,
he went to his house.
Fue a su casa.
Because Yeshua knew what he was going to do.
Porque Yeshua sabía lo que él iba a hacer.
Because even being a sinner, he was a son of Abraham.
Porque a pesar de ser pecador, él era hijo de Abraham.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
It took a lot of effort to see him too.
Yeah. Oh, the crown there. And
se esforzó mucho para verlo.
You know, there's a parallel with that too, because you know, we all want. We all pray for good life. We pray for things. You know, but it says in the word, in the scripture, to much given, much is required.
You're quiet. That's right.
Mejor no hay que pedir
mucho. It's better not to ask to them much. It's better not to ask much then.
Of course, also you have to look at it. As a young man, if he got rid of everything, in his mind, he's probably saying, "Well, where am I going to sleep tonight?"
Igual uno puede ver que el joven
gives away 100%. Now the tax collector still had his house.
And that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he knew that.
And he still had other things left over. Because if you take half, that leaves you five. So if he cheated somebody out of one, he'd give him back four. So he knows he had a little bit left, so it's a little easier.
Well, maybe he knows he didn't cheat anybody.
Huh? Come on. Come on.
the whole thing, though, is surrender.
Yes.
The young man.
And I think that's when you surrender, you don't think about you know, what's going to happen to you in the future.
Y cuando uno se rinde, uno no sabe lo que va a pasar con uno en el futuro.
Because that is about the surrender.
Porque de eso se trata el rendirse.
You are not worried about it because you know you will be in good hands.
Porque sabe que está, va a estar en manos tuyas.
You have the trust that nothing will lack for you.
Que nada le faltará.
That's why you get married. It's not because you are not worried about divorce in a couple of years. You think that you are going to have be happy for the rest of your life.
Usted piensa que va a ser feliz por el resto de su vida.
That's the trust you have.
Esta es la confianza que usted tiene.
You know that you might pass through, you know, a problem here, a problem there, but you overcome.
Usted sabe que va a pasar por un problemita aquí, un problemita allá, pero que va a vencer.
And that's the surrender. When you surrender, you have no doubts in your heart.
Y ese es el rendimiento. Cuando uno se rinde, uno no tiene dudas en su corazón.
As Roger was saying, there is a bunch of things that is accompanied with it.
Como dice Roger, hay muchas cosas que van al par con ello.
That's all together with the surrender.
Es todo junto con el rendimiento.
And that's how I see Zacchaeus.
Y es así como veo a Zacchaeo.
When he met Yeshua, he knew that there was everything he needed.
Cuando conoció a Yeshua, se dio cuenta que ahí estaba todo lo que él necesitaba.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yeshua, knowing all things, already knew this man's heart. The guy couldn't fool him because mm-hmm. Yeshua knows hearts.
Yes.
So that's why he said, "This day salvation has come to this house." And to me, it's a parallel of how he knows us before who's going to come to him, who's really, really. Just like the Jews, he knew that they would carry his word on through. He gave them that responsibility because he knew their hearts. He knows our hearts, who would eventually come to him. So you can't fool him.
No.
So we were all talking about what the guy could do to build it up. But he knew, Yeshua knew his heart and knew he was being for real.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. All right, let's go to our next step.
Vamos al próximo.